High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Somebody who's actually been to the United Arab Emirates as part of a World Jewish Congress delegation is my next guest. She is Adela Smeek. She's advocate and vice president of the Young Jewish Mexican Federation. Adela, great to have you with us on High FM this afternoon.
Hi, good morning, and thank you, Simon, for this invitation.
Adela, so you actually went to the United Arab Emirates as part of a proud Jewish delegation. Explain the experience to me. Let me kind of feel as though I was with you. Make it alive for me.
Yes.
How did it feel?
So it was amazing, I have to be honest. The UAE is a highly progressive country in so many topics, such as innovation, gender equality, and also sustainability. So I went there. I was there last week, as you mentioned, as a member of the Jewish Diplomatic Corps. That is the flagship program of the World Jewish Congress. And just to give you, a few words about the organization, the World Jewish Congress is the umbrella organization that represents more than 100 Jewish community worldwide. Of course, that the Jewish community of South Africa is also a member of the World Jewish Congress. So our program was designed by the UAE Embassy in Washington. We were 40 members, delegation from more than 20 countries around the world. And our mission, it was really, really, really clear. We wanted to go there and to understand the reception and the vision of the Emiratis, both the government and the society, after the signing of the Abraham Accords with Israel. And also, we were there to look ways to collaborate and to improve the communication and relationship between both countries, the Israel and the UAE. So it was amazing to travel there. We want to immerse ourselves into the social ecosystem and to understand from the heart of the government the vision of what is going to be the future of the region. So during the program, we have the opportunity to have amazing meetings, high level meetings, I'm going to mention some, just a few of them. We have the meeting with the Abrahamic House Project, in Abu Dhabi. For you to understand, it's a huge complex that still under construction and hopefully next year is going to open. But this complex is going to host a synagogue, a mosque, and a church in the same complex. This initiative is part of the interreligious dialogue efforts that the government and the society promote. Okay. Also, we have an amazing meeting with the Minister of State of Foreign Trade, Dr. Tahin Al-Sayoudi, who share also the vision and part of the strategic plan of the UAE economy in the future to not depend only of oil. So again, it's a very, very progressive country that all the time is looking into the future and being very strategic. And one of the biggest meetings, it was with the Sheikh Nahan bin Mahum, who is the UAE Minister of Tolerance and Coexistence. And I want to be clear, for me it was amazing just to know that the government has one minister focused on tolerance and coexistence. That by itself tells us a lot about the country. And well, he also shared with us the intercultural dialogue that they are promoting among the Emirati society and also among other nations. Of course, that Israel is part of those dialogues. And I want to quote him. During the meeting, he said something that it was very wise. He said, "We are together in this planet, and it is crucial that we find new ways of understanding cooperation and peaceful coexistence." I couldn't be more agree with him. So,
to ask you about just on that score. So, I mean, you're speaking about government ministers, and what I'm hearing is very positive and very wonderful. Did that translate down man on the street? Did you ever get to meet the man on the street, and were they aware of who you were and how were you received at that level, not at the government level?
Yes, of course, we also have a opportunity to meet people from the from the business area, and also we spend Shabbat with the Jewish community of Emirates, the Jewish Council of Emirates, and mm-hmm. we were talking about them, about this, all our inputs of the trip, and they feel that way. They feel that the government really mean that they are into Israel relationship, they are into Jewish identity. And just it was funny because when we went to the synagogue Friday afternoon, we wasn't sure what's gonna happen, what to expect to that experience. But we see in the entrance there was no security guard, there was nobody, you know, taking care of the place.
Yeah.
And we really understood that at that moment that it wasn't only speeches. They really meant that they want to partner Israel. They want to embrace the Jewish community there. And, you know, all the aspects in the country are perfectly aligned with the values of respect, tolerance, and integration. So for me, the Abraham Accords is just a visible part of that inclusion that they promote as Emiratis. And they look Israel with such an amazing admiration, and also as a strategic partner in the region, you know?
Did the issue of Palestinians come up at all? Is that on their agenda as Emiratis, or has this Abraham Accords bypassed the Palestinian issue?
No, I mean, they are trying to integrate most of the countries that they can into the vision. And they are, you know, they're in the position saying, you know, whoever wants to join us, they are welcome. But again, promoting tolerance and respect. And if, you know, if any country want to join them, they'll be welcome to. But it's not like a mandatory to that.
Do you know what I find absolutely fascinating listening to you is that you are framing it as if the Israeli Palestinian conflict is exactly that, a conflict between two peoples over a piece of land. It is not how some people choose to frame it, as a war of civilizations between Jews and Muslims. And it seems to me that your experience in the UAE kind of backed up that point, that this is not a war of civilizations. Jews and Muslims can, in the right circumstances, get on just fine.
Yes, Simon, of course. And if you look at history, we will find that for centuries, you know, the Jewish people live under a Muslim government with so many respect, you know, as the term dhimmis. We were living there peacefully next to them as partners, as neighbors. So, yeah, what's happening in the last 100 years, it's turned over the situation. But again, we're seeing, you know, we're in the time that we're seeing that the Middle East is changing. We can see as the UAE as a great partner of Israel. And of course that we as a Zionist in the diaspora, we embrace this perspective and this respect for Israel. So
Adela,
we must
out of time. I just want to ask you one more question about the fact that sure. You're being a woman. Was that an issue?
No, not at all. Opposite. And again, the UAE is a highly progressive country, also talking about gender equality. So no, not at all.
Adela, I am so glad that you found the time to talk to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Thank you for your input. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Simon. Thank you for the invitation. And I really encourage you, if you have the opportunity to visit the country, you're going to love it.
And it's just up the road, which makes it even easier. That was Adela Smeek, advocate and vice president of the Young Jewish Mexican Federation. She is now officially the very first Mexican Jewish person that I've ever spoken to, ever.